רבא שולם משה.
רבא שולם משה, כאן הכול לי רבא, אה? הכול לי רבא. תקו בואי, אל תדבר. יש כול רבא משה, לא?
Evening, Rabbi Sai. So the subject I'd like to talk about tonight is Nichum Abelim Shabbos, and it's not very Mishnah Adadiga type of topic of a halacha is halacha. And so when I was a kid growing up, Adam in a certain Mishnah in town. And one of the most awkward moments in the davening was Friday night when the Avul Leilenu Leilechem would walk in about Boi B'Shalom, the whole shul would go quiet, and the stone-faced gabba would bang on the bima. The cross the Avul, everyone would say, Hamakim Menachem Eischa. And the poor Avul had to walk in and try and hide his face. It was not an easy moment for anyone. So the child is, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Is this going to come from anywhere? But in order to get to that Shaila, I want to discuss, we'll call it in two main noisim. First of all, are you allowed to be Menachem Avol on Shabbos? It means without saying anything which is connected to Nechama, are you allowed to go to Le'anin v'Le'aleichem, someone who's Shiva craving Munifta, go to the house and sit with them and comfort them, talk to them about the Nifta, about. And if you are allowed to go, what are you allowed to say? Are you allowed to say the regular Nusach that we say in the weekdays? Or do you have to make is there a special Nusach that you're supposed to say on Shabbos? Or should you not say any Nusach connected to Nechama? So our sugya starts on Shabbos Daf Yud Beis with Aleph, Machlokes B'Shamay B'Seil. One line in the Gemara. B'Shamay say, Ein Menachem Avelim Ve'Ein Mevakrin Cholim. You mustn't go to do Bikkur Cholim or Nechum Avelim on Shabbos. And Rashi says why? Because we're worried that a person who does such a somber visit on Shabbos, it will be a stira to his own Shabbos. A person Shabbos was given for a person to be misanug and to take pleasure. And a Beisa Avel and a Beisa Chola are not conducive settings for Oynad. Beisil, however, I'm at it. Avada, the halacha is like Beisil, we always pass on that Beisil. So that's how Mechaba Taka Paskins. However, there's another Gemara on Yud Beis and Beis in Shabbos, another memory from Atana, Amira. V'amar Reb Chanina, Bekoishi Yitiru Lenachem Avelim B'Shabbos. What does that mean? Rashi said also in Pnei Shemitzdar. One might have thought that was Hillel who were matter to do Nechum Avelim and to do Bikkur Cholim on Shabbos. They just said, I'm not concerned that you'll become to be Mitzdar by doing Nechum Avelim. So Mela, go ahead. But Rabbi Chanina came to tell us that no, Bekoshi Yitiru. But Hillel also, when they said that, Mutter, it wasn't because they said, oh, a Beis HaAvel and a Chola, these are all perfectly happy events. And therefore, there's no chashash. There is a chashash, but because it's a mitzvah to do Bikkur Cholim, it's a mitzvah to do Nechum Avelim, therefore, they were matter to do it on Shabbos because of the mitzvah. Says the Magen Avraham, therefore, even though we pask in the halacha is like this hillel, they're allowed to do Nechum Avelim, you're allowed to do Bikkur Cholim on Shabbos, but one shouldn't lechatchila push off your Nechum Avelim visits and your Bikkur Cholim visits to Shabbos. It's not a place where you push all the things when you don't have time. I push everything off towards Shabbos. If you need to do Nechum Avelim on Shabbos, you may. But ideally, you want to try and schedule his Nechum Avelim visits for the weekdays. In Shai Tshuva state, however, that doesn't mean to say that to grace with the Eved. If someone is busy with Torah, with Milad Dishmaya, Milad Alma, someone has got other asakim that he needs to do, and he's too busy in the weekdays to go and do his Nechum Avelim, he's allowed to the chatchila then go on Shabbos and do Nechum Avelim. If he knows that there'll be a Te'eles, his friend wants him to come and visit him, he'll get a chizit from his visit. Adarabba, he says, Shai Tshuva, Adarabba, it'll be a great mitzvah to go. To do Nechum Avelim, it's a mitzvah. What? No, and the Gemara. But and the Koshi Yitiru means to say that one shouldn't ideally push it off their stamp because it's a spare day. Oh, but if you're taka busy and you can't do it on Sunday, you can't do it during the week. So maybe you're allowed to do it on Shabbos.
What can you say then?
We'll get there, section 2. The bi'alocha adzin, who adin, if a person has been already once during the week, and he feels that there'll be a benefit to his friend to go again on Shabbos, that's also alright, because he's not then just a be doing it on Shabbos just because he can, and Shabbos is a free day. He's shown that he's been during the week, but he needs to go a few times. So Shabbos is also okay, he's also allowed to go. And Fakat, he says it's a mitzvah. Shai Shubha, however, says there is another nafkamina of this Gemara Bekoshi to you, that it was with difficulty that it will matter. We didn't just give a blanket heter to do Nechma Beinu on Shabbos. And that is, if someone is by nature sensitive, if someone's emotional by nature, is more prone to, or he's very close to this friend, or is a particular tragic story, so then, and he feels that by going there, it will put him into this mood, it'll bring him down, it'll be a steerer to his own Shabbos, so then one shouldn't go. That also is part of Bekoshi Yitiru. It means Bekoshi Yitiru means that one should take into account that it's Shabbos today, and that there's a possibility that when you're doing Nechma Avelim, you're going to get down, and that's a steerer to Shabbos. And if you think that that's going to happen, so you should make sure that you don't go on Shabbos. In the Sefer Seyda Ayoyim, he goes through the Seyda Ayoyim of every Yid. In his section on Shabbos, he goes through Shachris, Kris Torah, Musaf. And then he says, V'ach kach, after Musaf, k'shi yitzim b'yis ha-Knesses, im yesh eiz ha-choyle le-vake, or eiz ha-ovel le-nachem, or eiz ha-chosin le-smoyach, you should go to... So you see the Seyda Ayoyim, Mamash considered it al-chat-chila, shub-al-chat-chila. He says, if you've got a chosin to be misameach, Oval to be Menachem. If you've got something to do, a person you need to visit, whether it's Nechem Avelim, whether it's some Chos and Kala, you're allowed to go after Shabbos. You're allowed to go on Shabbos to do it. And then Sedeim even adds that there's two reasons why maybe it's even a mile ashtikel to go on Shabbos to do Nechem Avelim. One, because a person is calmer, he's not busy, he's not rushing anywhere, he's got nowhere to go to, he's got nothing to do. And second of all, because a person is dressed nicely, he's more mechubad, and he's able to focus his full attention on the avelim, and so the avelim also it's Shabbos, and it's easier to connect, it's easier to do nechem avelim on Shabbos. The Yaibetz in his siddur, he's got a section called Moisech HaShabbos, where he discusses various halachas of Shabbos, and he brings down the Seyda Yom and he says Tamua. Because the Gemara says, Bekoshi Yitiru. The Gemara says that they were only matter with difficulty. And the Seyda Yom seems to give a free pass. You can do Nechem Avelim, you can do some Chosin Kala, it's all one. And he says, Tamu Abba Yosef. And really he says, you shouldn't do it. And Fakir, he says, you're going to miss the time to have the Shabbos Suda, you shouldn't do it. I saw the B'tzei L'Chochma, the Chubas B'tzei L'Chochma, he brings it down, and he says, Marsh doesn't understand what the Yavetz's problem is. Bekoshi Yitiru, it's true that Bekoshi Yitiru, they were only with difficulty of the Mate, but they were Mate. You're allowed to. You are allowed to go. And he brings Kamarayas from Gemaras, from Rishonim, the Rosh in Hilchos Avelos, in Shin Tzadi Gimel. The Rosh brings down that the Minig in Ashkenaz was that the Ovel would come to Shul on Shabbos, and after Davenin they would go out to the outside room of the Shul, it sounds like. And the whole Tzibur would sit down together with the Ovel, and they would discuss. And the Rosh says that the makor for this minhag was from a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. A Pirkei Rabbi Elazar state that Shlomo HaMelech saw that gedolei midas hachesed, gedolei midas chasadim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefichach, kishabana beis hamikdash, when Shlomo HaMelech built the beis hamikdash, he built two entrance ways into the beis hamikdash. One was called Shar Chasanim, one was called Shar Avelim Umenudim, and when Chassanim would go through the Shah Chassanim, everyone would know that they're Chassan and they would wish them well. And when an Ovel would go through the Shah Avelim, how exactly you knew how to tell a power Ovel and Manudah is a Maduba, but not for here. When they see an Ovel, so they would say, Ashrechem Babayis Hazeh Yenachmech. Let's say, Kema'a Nusach Vamachim Yenachmech. So you see that it was very Lechatchila, Shlomo HaMelech built a special Shah for this in Beis HaMikdash, that Avelim should be able to go through, and people should be able to Menachem Avelim. And Elamai, the Yavetz asked from the Gemara, Bekoshi Yitiru. So Bekoshi Yitiru, we'll have to say, is like the Mogen Avraham and the Shari Tshuva bring down, that a person who is able to do it in the weekdays, he just says, look, I'll push it off to Shabbos, because why not? or a person like the Shara Chuba says, a person who's sensitive, a person who's going to be bitzar by doing nechem avelim. That's what it means v'kosh yetiyu. But for a regular person, he's allowed to go lechatchila be menachem avol b'shabbos if he needs to. No. And he says the Pirkei Avot says on Shabbos everyone will come to the Hamikdash and Chasanim will go through there and Avelim will go through there. Sorry, I didn't say that clearly.
So how are you allowed to go in Avot?
We're getting there. That's the next.
So what I'm saying.
Nearly there.
You mentioned the Shabbos and Menachem Chomol Kol Avot. Why did you say that?
We're going to get there. That's a very, very serious shaila. In the Sefer Gesher HaChaim, which is one of the big works on Hilchos Avelus, Sefer Gesher HaChaim, and the same says in the Aruch HaShulchan, and I saw it in other Sfarim brought down as well, he says, without explaining why, Kahayoyim, the minhag is that we don't do, despite everything we've just said, Kahayoyim, the minhag is that we don't do Nechem Avelim. As I state in the Sefer Gesher HaChaim, the Gesher HaChaim tries to explain this minhag. He says, "Tzarich liyashiv minhag olam, why don't we do nechem avelim on Shabbos?" So he tries to suggest. He says, first of all, the way we do nechem avelim today would be by saying hamachim nachem. That's the ikar nechem avelim that we do today. And as we'll discuss, there's not a pasha that you can say hamachim nachem on Shabbos. And secondly, he says it would be considered if we would go and make official visits, nechem avelim visits on Shabbos, it will be considered avilus for Fahesia. And the oval, Hagamazi, is an oval on Shabbos, but he mustn't do it with Fahesia. So things which are public displays of his avilus mustn't be done on Shabbos. So he doesn't wear the shoes, and he doesn't wear the slippers, and he doesn't wear his torn clothes. Those are public displays of avilus. That's not allowed. So Gesher HaChaim says, who are then Shiva visits would be also considered a public display of avilus. Shmuel Vosner brings this down in his Shevet Halevi, and he says, first of all, he's never heard of such a minute, there's no such minute, it's never been like that. All the various, they always did do Nechem Avelim. And second of all, if there's a problem that you can only say Amokim Nachem Oyeshtar, that problem is not something that was, that didn't get made that problem today. That was always the way to do Nechem Avelim, and either it's a problem, or it's not a problem, nothing new happened. So there's no reason why today we shouldn't do Nechem Avelim more than the Ikkadin from the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch and all the Poiskim also you're allowed to do Nechem Avelim. Therefore, says Shmuel Vosner, this is his achra, and as I say, also from Seir Chochma, you are allowed to do Nechem Avelim on Shabbos for, as we said, only for someone who needs to do it, not for someone who just Abi does it, and only for someone who's going to make sure that he's going to be able to cope with it, and not going to be a steer to his own Shabbos. But you are allowed to, that's the Maskana Lemaisa, is one is allowed to go to do Nechem Avelim if the situation warrants it, if he needs it, you're allowed to do Nechem Avelim on Shabbos. Now, what about the other days in the Jewish calendar which are also Mumachoyev to be Bisimcha? Mashal Chol HaMoed, as also the place can discuss. What about Chol HaMoed? Are you allowed to go Nichum Avelim on Shabbos? There's B'Tzeir HaChochma, he brings down a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah describes the Maila of Anshe Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim of old. They used to walk around with the Lulav all day, the Haris, the Chibah for the Mitzvah of Lulav. They would walk around the whole day. And one of the list of activities that the Gemara lists out that the Anshe Yerushalayim used to do with the Lulav, well, they would go to be Menachem Avol and do with the Tzoylem. So we say the Hedya, that minimum, at least in Chol HaMoed, maybe even in Yom Tov, state the Alten, that you're allowed to go and do Nechem Avelim on Chol HaMoed. Yom Tov is a bit more chamo. Yom Tov is even more chamo than Shabbos. We have a halacha in Yom Tov. In Hilchos Yom Tov, the chiyuv to make begadim noyim even nicer those on Rosh Shabbos. So Yom Tov is maybe more chamor. However, the person we may get to Purim, it's Shem. We may get to Purim. Yeah, Yom Tov. Yes, Yom Tov. Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. Yes. The Gemara with Cotton describes a case when someone lelenu. I had a nifta in the middle of Yom Tov, so that's a couple of days, 3 days before Yom Tov, 3 days before the end of Yom Tov. Mace was nifta, so the Rosh Nagamara is that misaskim boy kol yimei haregel. You can be misaskim with him, we'll see what that means in a second. And then achar haregel, you misaskim with him for another 4 days. If it was 3 days in Yom Tov, so another 4 days afterwards, and he carries us in the Shiva though for 7 days. Misaskim boy says Rashi, what does it mean misaskim boy? Renachim boy. They do Nechem Avelim. So Shteyt Lehedi, they do Nechem Avelim on Yom Tov as well. Mefurish Gemara, as is gepaskent also in Hilchos Avelis in Yerdeh, in you're allowed to in Hilchos Yom Tov in Tov Kuvim Ches, as gepaskent you're allowed to do Nechem Avelim also on Yom Tov. And I heard from someone who apparently was there. Says he was there. Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Rebbetzin was nifta on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, I think. And up until the end of Yom Tov, also he allowed visitors to come in to be Menachem Avelim, like we just said. The another interesting case that Betzel Chochma discusses, a chosn in the days of Shev Brachas. So for him, we know it's like a Yom Tov as well. He can say Tachnun. So he says, it arrived from all these Gemaras, from all these Rishonim, that if you're ready a Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is a proper Yom Tov, Vada Chosn also is allowed to do Nechem Avelim. For the reasons that we said, we're not Chosh Shabbim Mitzvah. On an interesting side of Ha'ara, on who we worried about that will be Mitzvah, Vishama say that there's a problem that you'll be Mitzvah, and that's why you shouldn't do Nechem Avelim. And we're saying, even Basilil also choshesh for that, because only because you tiru, who is that concern on? Is it the person who's being comforted, or the person who's competent? Are we worried that he's going to get betzah, or worried that the person who's being comforted is going to get betzah? Rashi says that Rashi on Bishamai says that you shouldn't do nechem avelim on Shabbos because you mitzdar im hamitzdarin. It's clear in Rashi that the person that we're concerned about is the one who's going to do the nechem avelim. Shul Wozniak's got an interesting tshuva about Ben Chutz Laaretz, who was in Eretz Yisrael, second day Yom Tov. So there it was regular weekdays, and they made a levaya. One of the processes of a levaya after the kvura, you do shuras, and the Ovel walks through. Everyone lines up on the side, and the Ovel walks through, and everyone says, "I'm mocking Nachama Yisrael." And the shaila was, "Can they do it the second day Yom Tov for him? Can they do it?" So the nechama, can you do nechama second day Yom Tov? So Shul Wozniak goes through the Gesher HaChaim that we just mentioned. But it is a minig, not a minig, and he says it is a minig. And then he says, as an aside, it's not relevant, because who's going to do the shura? Bnei Eretz Yisrael. And for them, it's anyway weekdays. So for them, it's not a problem. The Ovel, he's got a problem, but it's not his problem. The problem is the people who are being Menachem, the people who are trying to comfort, they're the ones who may have an Issa, and like we say, for them, it's anyway weekdays.
So like the shmum, like when they sit, was it not weekday for them?
And was it not weekday
for them, Berlin?
What about
now for
them, Berlin?
Yeah.
Is it going to be
for
them also, weekday? Indeed. What they're
being so long
for Levi for? I don't understand. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, we're getting now to the Shaila of what about Hamokim. The Gemara says, Rameh says they should say it's slightly different. So chichoyle hishatirachim means b'schus the Shabbos. If you are careful not to be mitzdar on Shabbos, then the b'schus of Shabbos itself will help you to get you the shul that you need. And there's a few more tanoim there. And Shabbos says the nusach hamokim mirachim alecha b'sirch shal chichoyle Yisrael. Shabbos himelizik urfu kevi lavoi berachim of merubin v'shibsu b'shalim. And Rabbi Shlom about great rachim. And you should rest in peace. You should have a peaceful Shabbos. Now, the Gemara is said about B'kecholim. The Gemara is not said about B'kecholim. The Gemara is not said about Nechem Avelim. In the Torah, on the Shulchan Aruch, when they bring the Halacha, they say, you're allowed to be Menachem Avel, you're allowed to do B'kecholim on Shabbos, ve'lo yoyim aloi, without stopping, without making a differentiation, ve'lo yoyim aloi kedayach sho'im u'b'chol, elo yoyim aloi hamokim, Shabbos yim elizik, refuah krei ve'lovi. As I said in the last Lashon HaMechaber. So the Taz says, Shabbos Yom Elizik, we can't cry out on Shabbos. That's for someone who's alive and is not well. But the person's dead already by Nechem Avelim. And the Taz understood that, of course, the Mechaber's not being Mechalak between Nechem Avelim and Mechachayim in this. So Muslim are going on both. So he brings down from the Bach, Rishan the Mashal. But indeed, the same reasoning that you shouldn't say regular Refu Shleima on Shabbos, because and the Ran explains the reason is because you mustn't daven on Shabbos because we're concerned that you'll cry. You mustn't cry on Shabbos. Therefore, also for Nechem Avelim, you shouldn't say the regular Hamokim. You should say Shabbos Yimin and Nachem. Or Nechama Kerei Belove. Same Nusach, just adapted for Nechama. As Ishtay and Bach, Vishan and Marshal. Many people do this. However, the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer that we just mentioned before says that Shlomo HaMelech built a built a shah abelim, and the people said to him, Ashurchim Babayas Hazer Yenachme. And that's a proper nusach of Nechem Abelim. Says the Drisha there in Hilchos Avedos. Why? Because like the Ran says that the reason why you mustn't say Amokim on Shabbos is because it's a tefillah. The reason why you mustn't say Refu Shleim on Shabbos is because it's a tefillah. There's no tefillah in Amokim Nechem Eskem. We're just wishing you, you should be comforted. We're not davening for anyone. No one's not well. There's no chashash you'll be crying. Fakat, he says, you're trying to comfort them. You know, you're trying to make it better. You're not trying to make it worse. So there's no chashash that a person will cry. Therefore, it says you're allowed to say Amokim. There's much more about this. I don't know if we have. What?
We're going to part two. Okay. What's happened in the middle of the club, in the Minigas school, not to can't decide the extra show, the whole world of the students.
To do this Hamakam?
No,
when the person comes in?
Yeah.
That's
part two. Looking forward to seeing it.